I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The new Olympic City USA sign welcoming drivers to Colorado Springs on southbound I-25 was vandalized this morning. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The sign was splattered with red paint and graffiti referencing an officer-involved shooting this summer that resulted in the death of 19-year-old Devon Bailey. The words, "Devon will not RIP," were spray-painted on the sign. A spokesperson with the city says it was cleaned just after 8 o'clock this morning. Police are investigating the incident. This past weekend, two women protesting Bailey's death were arrested for blocking the route of an annual holiday parade in Colorado Springs. Last month, a jury ruled two Colorado Springs police officers were justified in the shooting. Bailey was a suspect in an armed robbery and was shot in the back and the arm as he ran from police. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Wildlife activists want Colorado voters to decide whether the endangered gray wolf should be reintroduced decades after it disappeared from the state. Backers of a voter initiative delivered thousands of signatures today in hopes of getting the proposal on the 2020 ballot. Officials have 30 days to determine if enough signatures are valid to qualify the initiative. The gray wolf has been successfully restored in a number of U.S. states. It was hunted to near extinction in Colorado back in the 1940s. Colorado ranchers strongly opposed the initiative, saying it would threaten livestock. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.